Gotta say, even LeBron James cannot make as much as the movie Avatar. Around the world, people have spent more than $1 billion to see a human who defends the blue-skinned natives of a moon called Pandora. So that's one of two big hits we're about to discuss. The other is the number one single on the Billboard Hot 100 right now, TikTok by Keisha. NPR's Netta Ulaby and Zoe Chase say these two hits have something in common. They are both totally derivative.
Okay, Zoe, when I saw Avatar, I was overwhelmed by how everything in the story has been in some other movie. Every other movie.
You are not in Kansas anymore. You are on Pandora.
The Wizard of Oz, The Last of the Mohicans.
You know, Pocahontas had the Tree of Life, just like Avatar.
Right.
And the movie is just the ultimate mashup of colonialist fantasies that we've all seen, like The Last Samurai, Lawrence of Arabia.
Outsider wants to be the natives.
To become Aronyu, hunter, you must choose your own Ikran, and he must choose you.
When?
When you are ready.
Outsider wants to save the natives.
Outsider becomes king of the natives. Dances with wolves.
I'd never really known who John Dunbar was. Perhaps the name itself had no meaning. But as I heard my Sioux name being called over and over, I knew for the first time who I really was.
So, Zoe, do you suppose that James Cameron was purposefully trying to reference all of these movies when he made Avatar?
One would hope so. Netta, there's a song at the top of the pop charts right now, and it's called TikTok, and it's also incredibly derivative of basically every major theme that's ever run through pop music, ever. Don't stop, make it pop, DJ, blow my speakers up. Tonight, I'ma fight till we see the sunlight. The lyrics mean nothing, and the song is about nothing, and it's not actually a very good song, in my opinion, but it sounds enough like a good song so that you can't quite tell the difference.
You know, when you listen to that song, you can't help but notice how heavily produced it is.
I know. The producers took her voice and just ran it through over and over and over. And the production process is kind of the same with Avatar. You know, it's just laid on so thick, you can't help but think about how produced it is.
Yeah.
Up, you break me down, my heart it pounds, yeah, you go.
What's the singer's name again?
It's Kesha, and yes, that is spelled K to the E to the dollar sign to the H to the A.
She spells her name with a dollar sign?
Yeah.
When you channel and put together so many pop, cultural, and hip-hop memes, but you don't have a real story to tell, you kind of got nothing, which is why Avatar is an unbelievably brilliant picture to look at, but the story just doesn't match the visuals in terms of the sophistication. And, you know, if it did, it would be best picture.
And that's exactly what you hope for in a situation like this with a movie like Avatar that has so much behind it, or in TikTok, which everybody is listening to, is that some genius producer has created this montage of tropes next to each other, like a bunch of movie scripts in a blender, to make a larger point. But if you're just employing a bunch of tired old tropes and you don't have a smart point to make about it, then you're just tired.
You know what? At least they're provoking us and probably tons and tons of other people to have a conversation.
I'm Zoe Chase.
I'm Netta Ulaby, NPR News. Don't stop, make it pop,
DJ, blow my speakers up. This is the montage of tropes we like to call Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Madeline Brand.